you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you, and I will never, never desert you. For lo, I am with you forever and ever. And if you say,
Netcast is on the air. We're talking this week about a very important subject, and it's going to tie right into our current Word of Faith broadcast. And I would like to take just a few minutes to remind you about the Word of Faith broadcast. The Word of Faith broadcast is a daily radio program that's heard right on WFR.org, which is Word of Faith Radio, an internet radio station. You probably heard me talk about it here on the Netcast, and I'd encourage you to listen to Word of Faith Radio and let other folks know about Word of Faith Radio, because it's a very important resource for you to hear the Word of God taught, not just by me here at Word of Faith Ministries, but by lots of different ministries that are teaching and preaching the Word of Faith all around the world. And I mean that, all around the world. We have one program that is originates from Europe and is actually in Italian and is directly to the folks in Europe. And then that same speaker also has an English program that they have also right here on WOFR.org. So I'd encourage you to check that out. Of course, Brother Kenneth Copeland, Charles Capps, lots of different Word of Faith ministers are on WOFR.org. So I encourage you to check that out. And of course, our radio program, we're talking about the law of reciprocals, how there are things that are similar in nature, like, let's say, faith and fear. Both of them are spiritual laws. Both of them are spiritual forces, but they are opposite. Can't be in faith if you're in fear. You can't be in fear if you're in faith. And so we need to understand the law of reciprocals. And what we're going to talk about today here on the Word of Faith Netcast ties in with that study that we're doing. I want to talk about the spirit of faith. Now, my radio broadcast many years ago, when we started back in 1976, we called it the Spirit of Faith broadcast. And we had a short program on in 76. We then went on in 79. We're on for several years with the Spirit of Faith broadcast. Thing about the Spirit of Faith broadcast is, when I went off back in the 80s, there's another brother, Jim Howard, who picked up with the Spirit of Faith broadcast. He's been broadcasting ever since on many radio stations in the North Carolina area, and he's also on Word of Faith Radio. So basically what we did is change the name of our broadcast to the Word of Faith broadcast, which actually makes more sense since we're Word of Faith Ministries Incorporated. And hey, I don't mind that, because we preach the Word of Faith, praise the Lord. But the term Spirit of Faith has always been very near and dear to my heart, because of the scripture that we're going to be talking about today. So let's go ahead and open our Bibles. I've got my little electronic Bible here in front of me, which is, of course, eSword. And I'd encourage you, if you're looking for a computer-based Bible, e-sword.net is an excellent resource. So I'd encourage you to check that out. e-sword.net. If you're watching the netcast on video, I'll put it up in the lower third there so you can see that address and go check that out. It is absolutely free. So if you got a computer, which I'm sure you probably do if you're watching the netcast, you really need eSword. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken, we also believe, and therefore speak. The spirit of faith speaks. The spirit of faith speaks. That's one of the key things I want us to see on today's netcast. You have the spirit of faith if you're a believer. Now, there are different levels, different amounts you might say, of operation of the Spirit of Faith, because as I've heard Brother Martin Brzee say many times, the Spirit of Faith is caught, not taught. We can teach you the Word of Faith message. We can teach you about faith, but we can't really necessarily teach you how to have the Spirit of Faith other than explaining it and giving references to it, because the Spirit of Faith is an attitude. You know, much like, and I've used this example many times before when talking about this, much like when you are in high school and they talk about having the school spirit. Well, they're not talking about the school ghost. They're not talking about some kind of supernatural being in that sense. No, they're talking about an overcoming, winning attitude. You know, I went to Central Davidson Senior High in Lexington, North Carolina, and one of our arch rivals was Ledford, and they'd always have a pep rally, and they'd encourage us to get all excited about beating Ledford. Well, you know, if you're from Ledford, praise the Lord, you know. But at any rate, we would have that winning, overcoming attitude that we were going to beat Ledford. Now, sometimes they beat us, sometimes we beat them. Oh, well, that's just football, all right? But when it comes to the things of the Spirit, we have to have the winning, overcoming attitude of faith. And guess what? We win if we apply the Word of God, if we operate in the Word of God, if we do what the Word of God says for us to do. We are winners. We are not losers. Amen? Because Jesus won it for us. And we are therefore more than conquerors. See, it's one thing to be a conqueror. It's another thing to be more than a conqueror. A more than a conqueror, if you want to put it that way, is somebody that's already had the battle won for them. And all we have to do is live and operate in that winning position. Amen? Jesus won for us. We are cleansed with His blood. We are born in His Spirit, and in His Word, and empowered by His Word, and therefore we should have a winning, overcoming attitude of faith. But what I want you to see, and what I want to remember from that verse of Scripture for this week's netcast, is we having the same Spirit of Faith, same as Paul, same as Barnabas, same as even Jesus, we have the same Spirit of Faith according as it is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. We need to speak the Word of God. The winning, overcoming attitude of faith always speaks and always should be speaking the Word of God. We need to be speaking what God's Word has to say about us, not what's going on around us, not what's happening to us in the natural, but what we desire to have happen in the natural realm around us. Amen? We need to be speaking what we want to come to pass, not what we see about us. Amen? If you'll do that, you'll see a change in your life. If you do that, you'll see manifestations of the power of God. But you've got to start speaking it. You've got to start saying what your overcoming, winning attitude of faith has you say. Amen? You have to be willing to speak. And you have to be willing to speak not just whatever comes to mind. You have to be willing to speak the Word of God, which you have placed on purpose in your heart. If you're not placing the Word of God on purpose in your heart, you are missing out, because that's the storehouse, the deposit from which whatever's in there in abundance is going to come out of your mouth. And what you want to come out of your mouth is the Word of God. So you got to be putting it in there. Well, how do you do that? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You hear the Word of God taught on a consistent, daily basis, which is why, once again, I emphasize WFR.org, Word of Faith Radio. You have the opportunity to be building the Word of God into you every single day. Amen. You need to be doing that. You need to use that resource. You can also use cassettes, and you can go to meetings, and you can go to your local church, praise the Lord. You ought to be going to a local church that's preaching the uncompromised Word of God to you and giving you that Spirit of Faith. Remember, the Spirit of Faith is caught. It's not taught. So you got to be around other Christians, believers, who are living and operating and demonstrating that winning, overcoming attitude of faith. If you're going to a church where they're all going, woe is us, and everybody they put on the chalkboard for prayer ends up dying, you need to get out of there and find you a church that's preaching the uncompromised word of faith and where people are operating in a spirit of faith and they have an overcoming, winning attitude of faith, and then you'll start seeing things happen around you that you want to happen, not the things that you've been seeing. Amen? All right. Now, if you're in that kind of church, though, and you're hearing the Word of God on a regular, consistent basis, and you're building it into your spirit, you need to speak the Word of God in your life. You need to speak it out. You need to say what God has put down in there, and then you'll start seeing it come to pass in your life. Now, that's extremely important because we, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, therefore... Therefore is therefore something. Amen? Like what Charles Capp says. Find out what the therefore is therefore. The therefore is that if we believe, therefore we speak. If we're believers, we're speakers. Why? Because faith works by speaking. You've got to say the Word of God. Well, yeah, Brother Bill, I know that. Well, if you know it, why aren't you doing it? There's a whole lot of Christians that know they need to be speaking the Word of God, but they're not saying it. They're not speaking it. They're not calling those things that be not as though they were. That's what Abraham did. He called those things that be not as though they were. What does that mean? In other words, he called what he wanted. Yeah, I like what Charles Capp says. I heard him say this many years ago, and it's just blessed me ever since. He said, when you want the dog to come, you got to go call the dog. The dog's not here yet. Otherwise, you wouldn't need to call him, right? What do? You call the dog. Let's say your dog's name is Spot. So you step outside, Spot's not there. Well, you need to feed Spot. You know, he's got to eat, and you got his food dish right there full of food, but he's not there. So what do? You call, hey, Spot, come here, Spot. Well, is Spot there? No, he's not there. What are you doing? You're calling him. You got to call those things that be not there as though they were there. Amen. So we're calling healing. We're calling prosperity. We're calling the blessings of God because we're speaking the Word of God. And as we call those things, they come. As we call those things, they begin to manifest. We believe, therefore we speak. But you got to be doing it in faith. If you're calling things in fear, if you're calling for things to come based on fear, then you're going to have that too. The same law works both ways. And that's part of what we're talking about in this series that we're doing right now on the radio broadcast, Law of Reciprocals. Things work, but they work both ways, both in the negative and in the positive. You need to get a hold of the positive and do that. Amen? That's where your blessing is. That's where the life of faith gets exciting and is just the very way you want to live, because that's where the blessing is. Amen? Well, I'll tell you what, we're out of time. I'm going to have to go. I want you to write me here at our address, Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213. That's 5213 High Point, North Carolina. The zip code 27262. You can also write me at my email address. You know, email is just faster than, you know, what we call snail mail or written mail. And so it'll always get there faster if you'll go ahead and write me an email. And that is Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WFM.org. And we got some exciting things coming in the near future. And I want you to stay tuned for all of that. Be sure to let your friends know about the netcast. Let them know about the Word of Faith broadcast. Let them know about the Word of Faith Ministries website, because that's also a great resource for you. And of course, that's at www.wofm, stands for Word of Faith Ministries.org, because we're a nonprofit organization. I'd encourage you to check out wofm.org and look into all the articles, all of the teaching we have there. We've got our statement of faith, what we believe. That alone is a Bible study. If you take our statement of faith, the what we believe button, and you take all the scriptures we have written down there to support what we believe, you would have a really good Bible study from the Word of God. So I'd encourage you to do that. We also have a thing there where you can put in a scripture verse. You can look up scripture. You can, I mean, it's just a world of resources right there on the website. So remember, until next week, to fulfill the Word of God.